The passage reading is Matthew chapter 21, verses 12 and 13. And Jesus entered the temple and drove out all those who were buying and selling in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. And he said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you are making it a robber's den." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, GCN and Manmin TV viewing audiences, in this service, I will talk about the third prayer title of the new year, the God-pleasing sanctuary. The God-pleasing sanctuary is ultimately the grand sanctuary for which we have been praying since the opening of this church. But in a broader sense, it includes the Canaan sanctuary that we have to build before the grand sanctuary. Construction of the grand sanctuary is such a huge project that it's difficult to comprehend. It is something very difficult to even begin to imagine. But thinking about the ministry of this church, nothing was easy right from the opening. We have been creating things out of nothing and making impossible possible from moment to moment. We have always made professions of faith and prayed for the things that were unseen and unimaginable in reality, but we finally achieved them. As said in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." God has shown in reality the things that we prayed for. From nothing, when we prayed with faith, the things came in reality. When we think about the crusade in Israel last year, do you know just how amazing it really was? In Israel, at the end of the earth, where they reject Christianity, we conducted a crusade and proclaimed the Savior Jesus Christ. And what is happening after that? I will read a letter to you if I have time later. At that time, you were worried that the Crystal Forum and the pastors there might be persecuted by the government. And pastors cannot come into Israel, and so they hide their IDs and open a church, and they even put up a cross. But it was only human worries, concerns. Now they are loved by the government also. Even the city council, they want to hear from them, these pastors. And this gospel of holiness is being spread to all of the world. And these pastors are spreading this gospel of holiness in many other places of the world, telling them to spread this gospel also. This is the substance of faith for which we have been praying for the last 27 years since the opening of the church. It's the same with the construction of the sanctuary. We have enough power of God to do it. It's not that God cannot do it because it is too difficult. Every time we moved the sanctuary in the past, it was too difficult to achieve with man's strength, but we did it every time only with faith. And the Canaan sanctuary and the grand sanctuary will also be achieved by the power of God. So God is planning and working so that things will be created out of nothing. But is there anybody who is thinking that the construction of the Canaan sanctuary is going on more slowly than you first expected? In fact, it is not true. It has never stopped, nor is it delayed. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21 says, "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. To Him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. As written, God is guiding us step by step to reveal the glory that is greater than we ever could have imagined or asked. Suppose we can do as we plan, then we could have already started. But the plan of God is not same, it's different. If you'd like to build it on a land as big as 3, 4, or 5,000 평, it's going to be easy, but the plan of God is far greater than human thought. The meaning contained in the construction of the Canaan sanctuary is much greater than what you might have thought. The size, method of construction, the appropriate timing, and the spiritual meaning, all these things are being fulfilled in the perfect will of God. Then at this moment, what does God want us to know about this prayer title, God-pleasing sanctuary? I pray in the name of the Lord that through this message, you will become key players in accomplishing this God-pleasing sanctuary and share together in the glory of it. Dear brothers and sisters, God gave us the vision of grand sanctuary and made us pray for it since the opening of this church. So, unless you are newcomers, most of you know the meaning of the construction of grand sanctuary. Simply put, the grand sanctuary has many special meanings connected with it that other buildings do not have. A sanctuary is where God the Creator puts His name, and the Word of God is preached there. The sanctuary is set apart from other worldly buildings as a holy place. In today's reading passage, Jesus drives out those people who defamed the holiness of the temple. Seeing the meek and humble Jesus do that, we can understand how seriously we have to consider the sanctuary as being holy. But the grand sanctuary has even more special meanings in its construction. It is not just one of the many church buildings in the world, but it's a sanctuary for special providence of God. First, the grand sanctuary is a symbol that shows the glory of God who exists in the spiritual realm, in this physical world. It is the greatest and best sanctuary ever built in human history, and it reveals the power and dignity of God the Almighty. Just by seeing the outward appearance of it, people will feel the dignity and the glory of God. Of course, there have been many beautiful sanctuaries that have been built in this world. But God does not want sanctuaries that are only splendid on the outside. The true works of God must take place within them. The grand sanctuary will be a life-filled, an active sanctuary having the blazing fire of the Holy Spirit, spiritual word, and the amazing power of God. It'll be built as an ark of salvation where the kings of the nations come. Next, the grand sanctuary is a monument to God that commemorates the victory in human cultivation. The reason why God created men and cultivates them is to gain true children. True children are those who love God with true hearts and perfect faith, and who can share their heart with the heart of God. To gain such children, God has been enduring for a long time during the process of human cultivation. As the end of the human cultivation draws near, so many souls will come forth as true children by the works of the Holy Spirit, and through their hands, the grand sanctuary will be built. The grand sanctuary cannot just be built by just anybody, only because they have money, authority, or technology. Only those who are sanctified and resemble God have the qualifications to build the grand sanctuary. When so many men of spirit come forth, the grand sanctuary will be constructed through their hands. Thus, the fact that the grand sanctuary is built is an evidence that God has gained through children. When God sees this grand sanctuary, He will receive consolation and great joy for His endurance and the mourning that He had throughout human cultivation. Dear brothers and sisters, when the human cultivation will come to an end, the grand sanctuary will be a special monument, and the outward appearance is not the important thing. The more important thing is the kind of heart of those who build it, and what kind of people will lead Christian lives in it. In that sanctuary, there should be true children of God who really love God from heart and worship Him. If you think about the glory of New Jerusalem, I think you will understand this. New Jerusalem is so beautiful and splendid, and is surrounded with inexpressible glory. It will be built with so many precious stones that cannot be seen on earth, creating some breathtaking scenes. But if men of flesh, who have not cast away sins and evil, were to live in this New Jerusalem, it would not really be great joy to God. The glory of New Jerusalem is so precious because souls like jewels who resemble God so much will dwell in it. Also, the materials used to build the houses in New Jerusalem are the rewards stored up by the house owners for what they have done with faith and love on this earth. In other words, in each of the corners in these houses, there will be the aroma of the owner's hearts that they offered up to God the Father with holy and sanctified hearts. The grand sanctuary on this earth is similar to this. God doesn't want to fill this sanctuary with anything fleshly. He doesn't want to build it with man's strength and wisdom. He wants it to be built only through complete trust and faith in God. This is a sanctuary that is built by those believers who have cultivated holy and truthful hearts. The sanctuary will be filled with a deep aroma of love for God, aroma of prayer, longing for the glory of God, an aroma of peace, containing no complaints or resentment. When such a sanctuary is built on this earth, and God's children who are proper in His sight worship Him and praise Him, how delighted our God will be. Just like beautifully crafted precious stones give out enthralling and brilliantly flashing reflections of light, the worship and praise will become great joy to God. We can understand the construction of the Canaan sanctuary in the same way. As we are and have been in the process of building the grand Canaan sanctuary up until this day, God has been refining this church and you for a long time. Through refinement after refinement, God is guiding us to have faith like pure gold. And according to how well you achieve the kind of heart that God desires of you through those processes, the construction of the sanctuary will also vary. You have been praying for it earnestly, and I'm also praying for this sanctuary to be revealed so earnestly. And God is watching, not only me, but also the eagerness of the workers who are actually doing the job, and the earnestness of all the church members. When that longing is filled up, when the number of those who have to become sanctified is enough, and when all the things are appropriate, let me repeat, when the longing is filled up, and when the number of those who have to become sanctified is enough, and when all the things are appropriate according to God's justice, the actual reality of the Canaan sanctuary will quickly be revealed before us, dear brothers and sisters. Construction of the Canaan sanctuary is the beginning of the construction of the grand sanctuary. This is not just symbolic in meaning. As you actually see the Canaan sanctuary, and when you see the process and result of the construction, you will feel that the construction of the grand sanctuary is very near. In the process of preparing for the construction of the sanctuary, God has guided our workers to have greater and greater faith. For example, the workers showed their greatest possible faith and tried to purchase land at a certain point in the past. Then after watching the process for some time, God guided them to show greater faith. So the workers showed greater faith and began to work at another level. Then after some time, God again made them show even greater faith. Through this kind of training, the workers were enabled to look at the things with the eyes of faith, even the things that they had never been able to even consider. So in the beginning, they thought of a certain size, but later they made it bigger and made it bigger, and later they realized that it's not any of these, that what God wants is not any of these that we planned. So we come to understand the plan of God. This way, God increased our faith. The Israelites, sons of Israel who came out of Egypt, through this and that and through so many occasions, they increased their faith so they could defeat the Amalekites. They could cross the Jordan River and destroy the city of Jericho and also other cities and conquer them. So in the same way, God has been refining us and guiding us. They also learned how they can maintain peace and be united, how they should deal with the unbelievers in doing those works. So God let them see the evilness and schemes of the worldly people. So when we actually build the grand sanctuary, we will not be cheated in any way. So God is training them in such a way. Of course, He has been doing it. He had been doing it for a long time. God told them to know all the laws of the world and everything related with the matter of the construction of the sanctuary. And God is training them in such a way. But even then, we later find out that they were cheated in some way by the worldly people. But now, we have a legal department in the church, and so we can consult with the lawyers and other people, the people there, so we can consult them, so we will not make any mistakes in legal matters too. How they should deal with the unbelievers in doing those works, and what kinds of words and attitudes they must have as leading workers. The Canaan sanctuary we are building will not be some temporary building that we build in a hurry. It has to be able to accommodate the many souls who will come from all of the world until we complete the building of the grand sanctuary. Also, the construction of the Canaan sanctuary will be the fruit of faith that you and I have been cultivating until now. The things that we sowed physically and spiritually to build the sanctuary are by no means something small. And we will not reap the fruits of what we have been sowing only after we build the grand sanctuary, but we'll begin to see the fruit through the Canaan sanctuary. Our church has moved the church building many times to accommodate the members as our number increased so rapidly. But I was never satisfied with any of the sanctuaries we had. When we came to this sanctuary, the members were happy because it was much bigger than previous ones. But I felt it was too small right from the beginning. So when I went to the old sanctuary, I felt unsatisfactory. And even here, in here, I was very unsatisfied. I said to the workers, "It's so small," right from the beginning. But the church members, they were saying, "Wow." But for me, I was not satisfied at all, because it was going to be filled soon. And after we had just one revival meeting, the main sanctuary was packed already. But the Canaan sanctuary will be different. It'll be big enough that we will be able to have enough space available until we build the grand sanctuary, and I will be satisfied with it too. So at first, they had the design of the construction, and I was not satisfied. I was very impatient, kind of, because it was too small. The first design was too small. Also, as this Canaan sanctuary is being revealed, you will more vividly feel that the construction of the grand sanctuary is really near. It means the Canaan sanctuary will be like a symbol for the grand sanctuary that will be built. One of the sisters in the church wrote to me. She didn't know she would live up to this age. She thought she was going to be in heaven by then, but she didn't know she was going to face the year 2010. But now, she wants to be faithful even more to going to New Jerusalem. I couldn't help but laugh reading that letter. Then, according to her, what if the Lord came earlier, as she thought in the beginning? Where would she have gone to in the heavenly kingdom? The best possible might be third kingdom of heaven or the second kingdom of heaven. So it's something fortunate that the Lord hasn't come yet. But He will come at the most appropriate time, when all things are right. In relation with the Grand Sanctuary, the EU, and the North Korea, and all the world situations, I always told you, right from the opening of the church, that is the time. The important thing is not the year, number, the year, which year or anything. Like in the, as I explained, they have a scheduled date for giving birth. They calculate the days and the doctors give the date. But they don't, the babies are not born on that exact date. They are born a little earlier or even a little later. The baby will be born on the most appropriate day. It's the same with God. God, He will control everything to make everything the most appropriate. But it doesn't mean 6,000 years will be 7,000 years. Within the time frame of 6,000 years, this is fixed. But there can be a little bit of difference, because He wants to save 6.8 billion people. What if most of them will fall into hell if the Lord comes back right now? So for that purpose, to save more souls, to save the most number possible, and also for you, if the Lord comes back right now, few of you will be able to go into New Jerusalem. But if 1 year, 2 year passes, and as you see the Canaan sanctuary being constructed and the grand sanctuary being built, most of you will have the faith to go into at least third kingdom or kingdom of heaven or New Jerusalem. You are different, very different from 5 years or 6 years ago. You couldn't really feel about New Jerusalem. You couldn't really feel it in your heart. But now, you, many of you, can have the faith that you can also go into New Jerusalem, because you have grown up in spirit to that extent. Your longing has become greater. And this longing, it'll be so, and spiritual change will take place even more quickly when you actually see the Canaan Sanctuary and the Grand Sanctuary. And many of you will change very quickly, and many of you will be able to go into New Jerusalem from here. So it's very, you came here to the church. It is very blessed that you came here early, and now you're struggling against sins. Now, but even those who came a little late, those who are in the first or second levels of faith, it's not too late. You can go into New Jerusalem if you begin to start now. But if you still love the world, and if you just live in the world, I cannot say it's not too late, because it'll be difficult to go into Third Kingdom of Heaven or New Jerusalem, that living like that. So the Canaan Sanctuary will be like a symbol for the Grand Sanctuary that will be built. The Grand Sanctuary will be so big, and we cannot say Canaan Sanctuary will be a symbol when we build it so, if we build such a small Canaan Sanctuary. As a matter of fact, there is no other church in the world that can build the Grand Sanctuary for which we are longing and praying. Nobody can get such a large piece of land that is necessary, nor the money to buy it. The legal considerations are very difficult to meet too. If you just think about the size of it, you will have a doubt whether erecting such a building, such a big building, is really possible. Even if construction itself is possible, it'll be very difficult to see a church that'll have so much revival to fill up such a great sanctuary. But you are quite different. You have always seen that the impossible becomes possible by the power of God. We have always created reality out of nothing since the opening of the church. Furthermore, we have been praying for this sanctuary for more than 27 years, and we have absolute faith that it'll be built. On top of that, when we actually see the Canaan Sanctuary, which seems very difficult to build, then we will have even firmer faith. Even among those who are right here in this place, some of you will play a great role when we actually build the Grand Canaan Sanctuary and the Grand Sanctuary. We will then long for the Grand Sanctuary even more earnestly, believing that it is really possible. Also, the construction of the Canaan Sanctuary will be a talk of the town among the unbelievers too, and naturally, the construction of the Grand Sanctuary will be made known. This way, beginning with the construction of the Canaan Sanctuary, many things that are needed for the Grand Sanctuary will come from all around the world, and finally, it will be revealed before us. As you hear these words, you may wonder how longer it would take to finally build the Canaan Sanctuary. But it won't take so much time. Of course, it takes a couple of years to erect the building, at least, and only because we are doing it with faith, we cannot just build it overnight. However, by the work of the Almighty God, a year can be shortened to half a year, and 3 months' work can be done in 1 month. For example, the size of the Grand Sanctuary, the diameter is 600 meters, and we have to build it without any pillars inside. 2 or 3 years ago, just before 2 or 3 years ago, there was no technology to do it. Maybe when we did a research on it in the United States, there was a building that was 300 meters long without any pillars in the center. And when I went to Dubai, I met with the CEO of a construction company from Spain or Sweden. And that person came and told me that they can do it. They can have a ceiling without any pillar that is of which the diameter is 600 meters. It was a couple of years ago. But now they have much more technology. And also, even Samsung of Korea, they built the highest building in the world in Dubai, the highest and the most number of floors. So they are opening it in this... Tomorrow they will open, have the opening ceremony. I haven't read much about it, but actually construction of that building itself is a miracle because they have to build it on the sand. When they were building it, I saw the construction site. And they were building it on the sand. And it's so high, 180 meters, and it's near the sea. So they have the sea wind. And because of the strong wind, that building cannot just stand. They have to be able to move so many meters back and forth. So taking all those things into consideration, they built such a building, and they need a lot of technology to build up such a high building, and a Korean company has built such a building. So there is a time we have to have the technology, and all these things have to be met. We cannot just build it with money. We must also have the technology and all the construction methods and everything together. Also, there will be legal matters, so we can, even a 3 months work can be done in one month with the advancement, development of technology and all other things. For example, if the related laws are changed or some regulations are lifted, complicated paperwork will become very simple. Also, soon they will probably have new kind of technology that overcomes present limitations. Until recently, it took about 3 hours to go to Gangwon-do, even without a traffic jam. So long before, even before that, it took about 4 hours. But then later, there were many more roads, and it took about 3 hours to get there. But now, how long does it take? It takes an hour and 40 minutes to go to Sokcho, all the way to Sokcho, from here, from the church. But recently, as new highway opened, it takes about an hour and 40 minutes. The construction of Canaan Sanctuary is similar to this. When God works at the most appropriate time, things that took a long time can be shortened. Also, people's opinions and attitudes toward this construction will become favorable. I explained that the flow of walled situations will only become more and more difficult. Just yesterday, what happened? There were so many terrorisms, and more than 100 people died because of terrorism, and also because of the collision of the trains and landslide, and also there was a heavy snow and extreme cold weather, and also with the swine flu, there were many deaths, and now it went more than 13,000 people. And there is a terrorism again. They will have economic hardships. And if the construction of the Canaan Sanctuary or the Grand Sanctuary is going on, it will become a contributing factor to the economy. So it will benefit many people who are connected with the construction work. So nobody will really oppose the construction, and they will think it's something good. Because it is a sanctuary that will be built according to the justice of God, and because it will be God-pleasing sanctuary, there won't be a sound of opposition to it. And since there is no opposition, there won't be any delays in the construction. Today, wherever you build a church, so many people will oppose, especially to build a big church. They will demonstrate day and night. But after that is built, they oppose with death. Until death, they say they oppose until death, but I've never seen anybody who died after the construction was over. So if they really opposed with until their death, if that construction was fulfilled, they had to die. But I've never seen anybody dying. This construction process of our church will challenge not only the worldly people, but also other believers. The more economic hardship they have, they tend to hold on to what they already have, but not start something new. In this situation, we'll build such a great sanctuary and proclaim the glory of God. Seeing this, other believers will understand about the blessings that follow faith, and they will be moved too. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, until now, every time we moved the sanctuary, God let us store up enough aroma of our longing and achieved it very quickly when the time came. So when we moved the sanctuaries, our longing has to come first. We have to have the longing to build the church, to move the church. The members themselves have to stand in the front line. But in some other churches, they don't have the longing. The members don't have the longing, but they try to move the church, so they lay a burden on the members, so they have a conflict between the pastor and the church members. The members, are they supposed to oppose the construction of the church? Of course, they should long for it. But if they don't, it means it's not the time. They don't have the longing. So God gave us the word that when we want to move a church, even the Wednesday service has to fill all the sanctuaries. So even in the first sanctuary we had, the Wednesday service also filled the sanctuary completely, fully. The Sunday morning and evening service, Friday online service, and they feel packed already. And if Wednesday service is also packed, then they'll have so much more longing for a bigger church, for a bigger sanctuary. So when their hearts are united this way, they can move. That is the time. Because they're trying to do it, not having that, sometimes the peace is broken between the pastors and the church members. God achieved them in impossible situations so dramatically that we had to acknowledge that it was the work of God. In the case of the Canaan sanctuary also, God is waiting for the most appropriate time and for our aroma of longing to be filled. But another very important thing is, as I have always emphasized, the holiness of the pastors, Levites, and the church members. First, the pastors and Levites. God said He is waiting for the number of children who are sanctified. He is waiting for the number of children who are sanctified. And when all the conditions are met according to justice, the Canaan sanctuary will be revealed before our eyes. So pastors and Levites have to come into sanctification. If you love anything of the world, you have to cut them off and come into sanctification. It goes without saying that we'll be filled with so much emotion, and God will also receive glory and exult over us with joy. By the way, having to fill the number of children who are sanctified does not mean all the pastors, Levites, and church members have to be sanctified. Even among the 12 disciples, there was somebody like Judas Iscariot who never changed. So there are people who don't circumcise their hearts, even after seeing so many signs and wonders. Just as the flow of the world is so, even in the church, there will be two extremes of flows, one going to spirit and the other going to flesh. Those who do not circumcise their heart and do not change will only be stained with more and more flesh. That is why God does not say each and everyone has to be sanctified, but that the number has to be filled. Even though some people will still dwell in darkness, and when the time finally comes, in the flow of spirit, the canon sanctuary and the grand sanctuary will be achieved. But what does God the Father really want of us? And what do you think I feel as a shepherd? What I so earnestly want, as much as the construction of the sanctuary, is that we all go together. Nobody should fall out from this flow of spirit. We all should be able to enjoy the glory and honor of the sanctuary, for we have been together in faith until now. You have been hearing secret things of the spiritual realm and seen the greatest power, so you could long for the best dwelling place in heaven. So why would you care for the perishing and fleshly things of this world and stay in darkness? And because we are, God is guiding us to build such a big sanctuary, we don't ask you to give offerings. If you voluntarily give, you can give, but we don't ask you to sell your house or just like other churches. We never tell you to do anything like that. I've never told any of the elders or any of the church leaders suggesting that they should offer such an some amount. Of course, if they give, it is a blessing. If they obey, it's a blessing. But I don't want to lay a burden on you. So I've never done that. Even today, a family of an elder came to see me, and they were saying he was one of the executive officers in a very big company, but he didn't have any saved savings. When God said they had to do their best for the Canaan sanctuary construction, they gave just one house. What they had was only one house, but they just gave it to God. And what happened? Did they come to have more difficulties? No, they received more blessings. And last year, they gave the greatest amount of tithe in their life. Now he received more blessings from God, and now he became vice president of another company. And last year was the year that in which they gave the greatest amount of tithe. And in this year also, he is promoted to a vice president of a Japanese company. So according to faith, God blesses. So why would you care for the perishing and fleshly things of this world and stay in darkness? I earnestly urge all you pastors, Levites, and the members to quickly shake off the fleshly things. I urge you to long for New Jerusalem and also to yearn and try to go into the central part of it. Through you believers who do that, not only the Canaan sanctuary, but the world evangelism, construction of the grand sanctuary, and all the works that will show the glory of the Father will be unfolded. And when you meet the Lord, who is coming again, I pray in the name of the Lord that you and I will go into the 7-year wedding banquet as beautiful brides together. Let us pray together, thinking about the message.
Hallelujah, 주님, 은혜와 사랑에 감사를 드립니다. 아버지 오늘도 들은 말씀이 믿음이 되고 생명이 내게 도와 주옵소서. 아버지 하나님 감사합니다. 아버지 역사해 주시기를 원합니다. 아버지 기뻐하시는 전에 대해 말씀을 드렸습니다. 아버지 가나안 성전을 향한 아버지 섭리는 우리가 기대하는 것보다 훨씬 크고 놀라우며 기뻐하시는 전이라는 기도 제목에 담긴 뜻을 아버지 깨우칠 수 있도록 도와주시옵나이다. 대성전의 의미 하나님의 영광을 드러내는 상징물이라 했고 경작의 승리를 기념하는 기념물이라 했고 참 자녀들이 마음으로 지어야 하고 가나안 성전도 같은 맥락이라 말씀드렸습니다. 가나안 성전은 대성전의 시작점이자 표상으로 그 건축을 통해 대성전을 더 확실히 체감하게 된다 했습니다. 지금까지 더 큰 믿음으로 훈련해 오셨다 했고 매우 큰 성전이며 이제까지 본교회가 심은 것에 아버지 열매라고 말씀드렸습니다. 큰 성전이라도 그리 오래 걸리지 않을 것을 말씀드렸고 또 하나님의 역사로 시간이 단축이 가능하며 법적인 면, 건축, 공법 분야 등이 다 잘 풀어지고 어려운 경제 상황 속의 나라에도 유익되므로 주변에서 건축을 반대하는 소리도 들리지 않는다 했습니다. 교계도 믿음의 도전이 되는 성전이라 했고요. 합당한 자녀들이 수가 채워지면 성전은 이루어지는 것이지만 그 안에서 낙오되는 사람이 없기를 아버지 당부하셨습니다. 모두가 함께 아버지 기뻐하시는 전에 영광을 누릴 수 있도록 축복해 주시기를 원합니다. 주여 감사합니다. 우리 주 예수 그리스도의 이름으로 기도하옵나이다. 아멘.
I pray for the sick. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Father God, lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and make them spiritually and physically healthy. Father, heal them. Work on them. Show your work transcending space and time. Bless all the members of all branch churches, local sanctuaries, and all other churches who are attending the service through satellite all over the country, and all GCN viewers, all Mami TV viewers, all internet users around the world. They have sent their photos and prayer requests. Mijung Park from Myanmar has knee pain. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. Gastritis, depression. Go away, light come. Enemy, devil, and Satan, go away. Let the sons study well and finish their studies. Let a husband receive blessings in his business. Ho-ji-cho has heart disease and kidney failure. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed.
Ri-sho-bang
has a breast problem and the white birthmarks to disappear from the skins. Be cleansed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Lin Jingro has heart failure, depression, and low body temperature, pain in both arms. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. Risho and rheumatic arthritis. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. Zhou Ying has her husband. Dong Feng has diabetes. Chen Longyi has skin trouble. Li Jinling wants to receive the money back that she lent. Father, bless her. Shi Sen Hui wants to see the things clearly and has a hearing disorder. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. Li Chui Hong has asthma. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. Shun Shuzu has high blood pressure. Liu Lin has diabetes. Zhou Yanmei diabetes and high blood pressure. Rang Ya Jing wants to cast away sins and her family to be evangelized. Light come. Father, bless them and heal them. Father, thank you. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual and physical health. Light come. Father, thank you. Let the eyes see well. Light come. Let the ears hear well. Hearing disorder, go away. Ringing in the ear, go away. Be cleansed. Last stage, terminal stage cancers, go away. Lung diseases, go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. High blood pressure, diabetes, go away. Low blood pressure, go away. Diabetes, go away. Let them have normal blood pressure. Father, mental disorders, go away. Father, heal them. All stomach problems, all internal organs problems, be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Skin diseases, itchiness, go away. Be cleansed. Light come. Father, give them spiritual and physical health. Loosen all the paralysis. Protect them throughout this week. Father, thank you. Protect them in all respects. In the name, also swine flu, go away. Cold and cough and fever, go away. Mutations of swine flu, go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. Father, thank you for protecting all church members. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.